Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
She was a
my Delilah. Why, Delilah? I could see that girl was no good for me. But I was lost like a slave that no man could free. I heard the day when that man drove away, I was waiting. Boom, boom. I surrendered to the house and I opened the door. She stood.
I'm off to the Sporting Goods Expo. Are you sure you don't want to come? Jack LaLanne's performing. He's going to pull a brick across the arena with his teeth.
Hi, Hayden.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, Luther.
Hi, Christine. Want to go to the Sporting Goods Expo? Jack LaLanne's.
Bye, Luther. Goodbye.
See ya.
So, you're off to your job interview, huh?
Yeah. Just stopped by for a last-minute pep talk.
You came to the right place. Go get him, Tiger.
Oh, Hayden. I just don't know if I can go through this again.
Well, sure you can, honey. You've been on tons of job interviews this year.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm not sure I can handle another rejection.
Sure you can. All you have to do is just be positive. Hey, you remember that losing streak I was on, what, 3 years ago? You remember how I handled it?
You broke your toe in your kicking tree out back.
That's because I wasn't wearing the right boots. The point is, I didn't mope. And that's what separates the winners. Is that a new suit you have on?
Yes, I was hoping it would change my luck. I've already been rejected wearing everything else in my closet.
Oh, come on, it's going to be different this time. This is Channel 6. This is your old station. They love you there.
Well, Frank did sound excited about having me in.
Who's Frank?
The station manager. Well, you've met him dozens of times. He's somewhat overweight.
A hoss. Well, if he's excited, then you're a shoo-in.
Oh, God. It would be so great to finally get out of that cabin and do something with my life again.
Hey, Christine. I got a feeling the reason you got turned down for all those other jobs, because this job was just waiting for you. It's right around the corner.
I really do appreciate your support. You know, I know I've been sort of tense and unresponsive lately. Maybe tonight all that'll change.
Hmm. Oh, boy. Fire. Flowers. Champagne. And here with the latest update is our Channel 6 anchor person, Christine Armstrong.
What's all this for?
I thought a celebration was in order. Oh, man. Well, what the hell happened? I thought this one was in the bag.
Frank gave the job to a girl fresh out of journalism school. He thought that's what the station needed, inexperience.
Who's Frank?
I'm sorry, Hoss.
Hey, honey, geez, you're talented. You got experience, so we'll find another station.
Oh, Hayden, there aren't any other stations. I've already been to all the other stations. They've all rejected me. My problem is I'm too experienced.
Well, honey, maybe I don't know anything about your business, but if experience is a bad thing, how come Walter Cronkite's doing the news every night?
What I mean is, maybe I'm too old.
Too old? What are you talking about? That can't be the reason. There's got to be another reason they're not hiring you. Are you sure you're going to the right building?
Oh, hey. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, but I do, sweetheart. I know what you're going through. I was out of work once for a year.
You were 23 years old. You had your whole life ahead of you. I don't. I just have to face the facts. Every job I've lost has gone to someone younger and less experienced than me.
Well, honey, that's because everyone out there is younger and less experienced than you.
It's true. The news business doesn't want me anymore. They want young people, and that's not me. I'm going for a walk.
Oh, wait. You want me to come with you?
Not this time. I'm sorry.
Christine, what are you still doing up?
Nothing. Just looking at myself in the mirror.
Oh, I hate this. I hate those people for making you feel this way.
It's not the people, Hayden. It's reality. I'm getting old.
Yep, well, so am I. You don't see me staying up all night staring in the mirror getting all depressed. What the hell happened here? Have I always had this much head?
You know, I've been looking at myself, wondering what happened to that young girl I remember.
She's still there, Christine. I can see her.
What else can I do with the rest of my life? What are my options? I've been spending the past 10 years sitting in a chair reading the news. And unless I want to become a barber, I'm out of luck.
Well, I may be missing the point of yet another conversation, honey, but if... if you want to be a barber, hey, I support you.
Let me ask you something. If you had a talented, experienced halfback who had an injured knee, what would you do?
I'd give him a big hug and tell him I love him.
Come on, I'm serious.
I don't know. I'd probably tell him to have surgery and, you know, take the season off and try and make a big comeback.
Okay. Well, I'm a talented, experienced newscaster who, for lack of a better word, has an injured face. What would you say if I had some surgery and then made a big comeback? What? Look, before you fly off the handle...
I can't believe what I'm hearing!
No, please, I do not want this to turn into an argument.
If you are talking about changing the way you look, it's already an argument.
Hayden, I'm not saying I'm thrilled with this idea myself, but a lot of people are getting plastic surgery these days.
Well, not real people. Plastic people.
I'm not saying I'm going to go through with this. It's an option.
Look, you don't need an option. You're fine. I like you the way you are, and I'm the one that has to look at you.
Who knows? You might even like it better. Oh, I don't even want to talk about this tonight. Why don't you just go back to bed?
Oh, yes, sure. That's your answer for everything. Just send Hayden to bed.
Why are you acting so crazy?
Because I thought we were a team, Christine. I thought we made decisions together.
I don't expect you to love this, but I would like you to understand why this is so important to me.
I can't, Christine. I am trying. I just can't. It doesn't make any sense. Now, I am going to bed.
Hayden, you would not believe the new technology we had at that sports expo. Are you ready to meet the jock strap of the future? I'm wearing it now.
Nice meeting you.
Come on, Hayden. This thing is really fantastic. You've heard of pump sneakers? That's the control. Go ahead. Go ahead. Squeeze it. Just give it a squeeze. Just try it. Give it a squeeze. It's like this, like the pop thing. Give it a squeeze.
Luth, you and I go way back. Would you be terribly hurt if I didn't inflict you right now?
In case you're lost. Woo! Woo! Jeez, hey, what's the matter? You're usually so chipper.
Hey, Luth, can I talk to you about something that's really kind of sensitive?
Sure, Hayden. If you're hurting, I want to help. Try what's on your mind.
Christine got turned down for another job yesterday. She thinks she's too old for TV, so she's thinking about getting a facelift.
A facelift? Wow. As if she wasn't gorgeous enough already. Congratulations, buddy.
No, Luth, this is not good news. I may be old-fashioned, but I love Christine just the way she is.
Old-fashioned? You're living in the dark ages. This is the 90s, dude. I mean, they got instant pudding, calculators. Besides, we could all use a little improvement. Hell, you think I'm happy with these chicken legs? And you know, you've got the nose.
What's wrong with my nose?
Nothing. I mean, nothing. Now. Now, since your hairline's receded, your forehead's gotten bigger. You know, pretty well evened out. You know, but hell, you're gorgeous. I mean, you're fine. I wouldn't change a thing.
Hi, Dad. Hey, Luther. I have some terrific news. I met a guy.
That's great, honey, but we have a situation here. Christine thinks she's getting old. She's thinking about getting a facelift. I know I'm right. She thinks I'm wrong. I need someone smart to agree with me. Go.
Christine wants a facelift. Why? She's beautiful.
Exactly. My practically college-educated daughter made me proud.
Of course, cosmetic surgery is a personal thing. If she feels she needs a facelift, that's really her decision.
What are you talking about? Don't you think I have a say in this?
Dad, did you at least try to understand Christine's feelings?
Oh, come on, Kelly, you know me better than that.
Well, the truth is that as upset as you are right now, Christine must be even more upset if she's ready to get an operation.
So what you're saying is I have to accept the fact that the woman I love is going to get her face rearranged, and I don't have anything to say about it.
I think what you've got to accept is that it has nothing to do with you. Well, I gotta go.
It's a crazy world out there, Hayden. Better get used to it.
I think I broke it.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Shannon. Dr. Wise is running a little late, okay? Hey, is that a new hairstyle?
No, just new cheekbones.
Excuse me. Aren't you Christine Armstrong?
Oh, God, you're not from the tabloid, are you?
No, I just recognize you from the news. Oh. So, I guess this is your first time here. Or maybe not.
These are real. But Well, thank you.
Lucky you. Mine cost $5,000.
Well, I hope you're enjoying them. Or that someone is enjoying them.
Is that strong? We usually begin by getting a before photo of all our new patients.
Okay.
Oh, no, don't smile. Save that for the after photo.
Hello, Christine.
Hello.
I'm Andrea Wise.
Nice to meet you.
Please have a seat.
Thank you.
So, you're thinking about having a facelift.
Yes, unless you don't think I need one. You see, I'm basically very happy with the way I look.
You're a beautiful woman, Christine. A simple facelift will only enhance your beauty. Here, look, why don't you look at some of these before and after pictures? That'll help you understand what I'm talking about.
Sounds like fun. Oh, yes, nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Oh.
This is the woman that I just met in the outer office?
Yes, Shannon. She's one of my long-term projects. Here's her before picture.
She was very pretty. Mm.
And now she looks completely different.
Hey.
So I saw Dr. Wise.
Really, what'd he have to say?
Actually, he's a woman. Are you okay?
Yeah, you know, I've just been sitting here for the last 3 hours trying to figure out what kind of world we live in, Christine. I mean, what kind of a world is it that doesn't think Christine Armstrong is pretty enough or young enough or good enough to do her job? And do you think I'm going to like you any better? I fell in love with your face. I still love your face. I'm always going to love your face. Just the way it is. You know what I think you're the most beautiful? When you come to bed and just come from the bathroom and your hair's all pulled back and your face is all scrubbed. I wish you'd dry off before you kiss me, though. I still love the way you look. That's the last thing I want to see every night before I go to sleep. I've done this so many times. When I look at you, Christine, I have only one thought in my mind. You're perfect. I don't think you need a facelift, but I mean, hey, you know, if you think you do, I am going to try and understand.
Thank you, Hank. I'm not going to get a facelift. I think I was just doing it for all the wrong reasons. I think I just have to get comfortable in my loose-fitting skin. What I do know is there's just one person's approval that counts.
And I think you look great.
was talking about me.
Oh.
And the more I thought about it, the more I actually think I look pretty good. You know, I've made it through 15 years of doing the news, 8 years of going with you.
Well, who the hell do you think I blame for this receding hairline?
Can you imagine what we are going to look like 30 years from now?
I don't know about you. I think I'm going to look pretty hot. Bald, but I'm going to look hot. Hey. You want to go to bed now?
It's only 7 o'clock.
30 years from now, this is going to seem late.